Harman amendment to protect EU citizens in the UK. MPs were yesterday expected to vote on an amendment to the Article 50 bill, tabled by Harriet Harman, which aimed to ensure EU citizens currently living in Britain have a right to stay. On the amendment, the MP for Camberwell and Peckham wrote, "Nothing in this Act shall affect the continuation of those residence rights enjoyed by EU citizens lawfully residents in the UK after the United Kingdom's withdrawal from the European Union." MPs last week voted in favour of empowering the government to trigger Article 50, which will officially commence Britain's exit from the European Union. Harriet joined the majority who voted in favour last week, while Dulwich and West Norwood MP Helen Hayes and Bermondsey and Old Southwark MP Neil Coyle voted against. Speaking in a Commons debate on Monday, Harriet said, "This is about 3 million people and their families, EU citizens whose future here has been thrown into doubt. There is nothing about the cloud of uncertainty that they now live under that is their own fault. If we accept the new clause, we can put their minds at rest and let them look to the future." Among the arguments heard during Monday's debate, it was said that 84% of UK residents support the right of EU nationals to stay, according to polling data. Conservative MP Andrew Tyrie said, "The Treasury Committee has heard a good deal of evidence to suggest that the failure to guarantee the rights of EU nationals is now beginning to damage the economy." Speaking in opposition, Conservative MP Hugo Swire said, "We should not do something unilateral here in the UK before we have agreement on our own residence in Spain and France and elsewhere, because we will potentially be undermining their position." Another Conservative, Mark Harper, said Harriet's amendment was scaremongering and whipping up concern. Harriet's amendment received 36 signatures of support, including from Neil Coyle, former Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg, and Green Party co-leader Caroline Lucas.